Hi, this is Andy.
Hi, Andy. This is Jo over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I saw that you left a message for one of my associates here, but he's actually on vacation right now,
Oh,
so
is
I'm
he okay?
taking over.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, so I got forwarded over to me.
Okay.
So it sounded like you were interested in, was it equipment financing, or was it working capital?
Yeah, we actually have a real estate asset, or several real estate assets, but one in particular where
Okay.
we've put in some tenant improvements. We just put in a new tenant,
Okay.
and we need some money for those tenant improvements, which are
Okay.
tied to a particular lease.
Okay.
So he had mentioned, some kind of working capital financing or something to that effect.
Okay, sure.
And we had done a deal with, we had financed some equipment with, I don't know if it's one of your competitors or, I can't remember the name of the company, Alliant, but
Alliance?
Alliant.
Reliant? Reliant?
Jeez, I can't
Was it
remember.
like a monthly payment or was it like a
Yeah, there's a
daily?
mo we st we're still paying it. So he
Oh, I
had
see. Okay.
said he was referred based on our background with that or
Oh,
something.
right. Yes.
How?
Your UCC filing with them.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yep. So, yeah, that's something we're wondering if interested more.
Sure, we can definitely do that. Can you hold on for just a second? Thanks. Okay, sorry about that. So yes, we have working capital loans, which basically what we do is we give you the capital and you can, use it for whatever you want. So you can definitely use it to put as a down payment for the tenant. How much do you need?
He mentioned a loan up to 250,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that how much you need? 250?
Yeah,
Okay.
that would be
Okay.
fine.
Cool. What was your gross annual sales like last year?
Stuff here. Sorry.
Sure, no problem.
So it is a it's a real estate asset, so it's an office building.
Okay.
So I just
So
put
do you collect rent? Is that how
Yeah,
you
we
make
collect
money?
rent.
Okay.
Yep, we collect rent. So our gross just pulling up the tax return.
Sure, no problem.
Gross rent last year was $1,577,894.
894. Okay. And how's this year looking for you so far?
Good. Good. We just replaced this tenant. So current is. So
that's not a problem. If it's, it takes a long time for you to pull, what I can do is I can just look at the bank statements and I'll be able to calculate from there.
okay, yeah,
Yeah,
it
so no worries if you can't pull it up easily. Okay, so do you need the 250 like all at one time, or can you work with let's just say for
Yeah, we
example, go ahead.
all at once would be ideal. Where we gotta pay our contractor for the build out work that they're doing for the tenant that's coming.
Okay. And then, do you have a deadline that you have to pay by?
I don't know if it's a specific deadline. I mean, we actually a related company is the contractor, and then we've subbed it out to another contractor. So, in the next couple of weeks, wouldn't say anything specific, but we'd like to get it going and without delay.
Right, exactly. Okay. So specifically, the contractor, are they building it out for you? Is that what it is? They're building out like a new office
Yeah,
space for you to rent out?
exactly. They're putting in, tenants have certain requirements, so
Yeah.
we give them certain dollars, and then they sign a long-term lease. This tenant signed a 12-year lease, And in order to do that, and at the certain and at the rental rate that they did it at, it required a certain amount of build out so they could get the space how they wanted it. Pediatrician's office.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's a little bit more specific, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mhm. Okay. And then, how many tenants do you have now?
We currently. So the building is 175,000 square feet, and there's about maybe just under 50 tenants.
Okay. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's all right. It's all things considered, we wish it was more than that, but
yeah. Well, how many would you be adding on with this time around?
Yeah, so this money is related to two tenants.
Okay.
One that was an existing tenant that we expanded, but we extended.
Mm-hmm.
Their lease. But in order to extend their lease, they had certain things that they needed to freshen.
Yeah. Okay.
We gave them some money, and then the other one, like I said, was the pediatrician office.
Yeah. So it's not really to add on. It's just more like the ones you have now. There's just you're using it, the money so that you're in order to. Build out the way that their specifics are.
Yeah, one was an existing tenant, though. The smaller one was an
existing tenant. So one existing one. Okay.
The big one, which is the pediatrics office, was a new tenant. The space was always there. It just had to be retrofitted.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then... what do you rate your credit? Our national average is about 680-ish. Do you think you're about that, a little below, above that?
It's an office building. It's an entity. We manage a bunch of office buildings. This is just one of the office buildings.
Oh, no, I meant your credit. Sorry, did I say something?
My personal?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, I just work for the entity.
Oh, you work for the entity. I see.
Yeah, it's not me personally.
I see. Are you, like, an officer?
I would be the chief financial officer, yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, and then, so who owns this company?
Yeah, it's held in an LLC. You know, the manager of it would be, essentially, it would be a gentleman named Peter Burton.
Okay.
He would have good credit.
Okay. Does he have, like, a percentage ownership in the company, then?
He does. Him and his wife own, it's all convoluted ownership interest.
That's okay. I mean, I just helped a customer that had 0.2% ownership in the company,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, his wife owns 50%. He then owns a portion through his family's trust.
Okay.
Like 6.5% or something like that.
Okay.
By his family trust, and his wife owns 75% of the building.
Okay. So his wife owns 50 or 5, sorry?
50.
50, okay.
Yeah. So his father and another gentleman who owns 25% share built this office building in 1970. So it's been around for a while. And it's way under leveraged also, but it's one of those times where, you know, we need a little
push
to get through to get this tenant in.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice that, you know, the family left something and you guys are all just, you know, managing it and, you know, there's always revenue generating from it. That's nice.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So it's not too bad, you know, we got 50%, 66.5% ownership, you know, that's not, you know, with, you know, stockholders or anything crazy like that, so it's okay. Okay. All right. And then, so they have pretty good credit from your understanding?
Yeah, I mean, you mean Peter. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then his wife also has pretty good credit then?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then... within the, when you're built, like, the building out of the, Never mind. I was going to ask if there's any equipment, but that's actually your tenant's responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything we do would be part of the space that would
stay. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then have you guys looked anywhere else for financing? Like, for example, your own personal bank or your business bank, anything like that?
We have not gone to any banks. Generally, when we have situations like this, we offer it to family and friends.
Uh-huh.
So we have a you know, people that will just that are we're real estate investors, so we have a big network. They've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that just want to plug their money somewhere and get a same solid return.
Yeah, or get a return. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll do stuff like this.
Okay, so you're also exploring that option to see if...
We are, Yep.
Yeah, okay, cool, sounds good. I guess what we can do is we'll qualify you, get your approval for the largest amount possible, you know, and the cheapest amount cheapest interest possible, and then you guys can, you know, play around the numbers and see who can, you know, I guess your friends or your network can give you a better deal, or is it us that can get you a better deal?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I can do is I can send over an application. I just need a one-page app, and... I would actually need Peter and his wife to fill it out just because they have ownership in the company.
Yeah. Does it have to be his wife also? Or?
We can have Peter. I'll have Peter sign it.
I mean, Peter is like the face of everything.
Yeah.
She's not active in anything. Uh-huh. She's not like, every day.
Sure, no problem.
He's the one that does everything.
Yeah, what I can do is I can just, you can have Peter fill out everything and have him sign. I'll just need his wife's information, just because she has the, you know, biggest ownership out of what I know. I do need to check her credit real quick. It is a soft pull, so if they ask you about it, we don't do all three bureaus. We only do experience, so it's a soft pull, so it's not going to affect them at all, really.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, I just need her information, as in her social, her name, her address, and birthday. But we can have Peter just fill it out, so that way we don't need both to sign.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll just I'll clarify in the email just in case. So you can know. And then I would also just need January to June business bank statement. And then just the tax return.
Okay.
Mhm. And then once you get that, I can send it over to underwriter. We can process everything and get you an answer in about 24 hours.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right. Do you want to email me the application?
Sure. What's your email?
A is in cat, E is in boy, at core, CORE, partners.net.
Partners.net. Okay. So ACB... at corepartners with the S dot net.
Yep, correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send this over, and then do you know by any chance when they might be able to get everything into us?
I can probably get it tomorrow sometime.
Okay, sounds good. And then if anything, you can do you have a pen and paper on you?
I do.
You can let me give you my direct line. It's 858 779-0423.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Perfect. So I'll send it over right now, and I'll look out for it, and we'll touch base tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.